Welcome to A Closer Look. I'm Dennis O'Hare with Jim Burris, who's filling in today for Rose Scott. It might be hard to remember now, but less than a decade ago, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines was trying to emerge from bankruptcy, and rising fuel costs made that job even harder. So in 2006, the state legislature passed a bill giving Delta an exemption from state fuel taxes. In the years since, that has saved the airline anywhere from $10 million to more than $20 million per year. The tax break was initially set to expire in 2011, but lawmakers have kept it going ever since. Meanwhile, Delta has gone from bankruptcy to a $2.8 billion profit in 2014. Well, now, Republican State Representative Earl Earhart of Powder Springs has introduced a bill which would give a sales tax exemption to pretty much every air carrier except Delta. The exemption's based on how much a company pays in taxes, in other words, based on how much it earns. When I spoke with him earlier today at the state capitol, Earhart said times have changed for Delta since 2006.
I supported the original tax break. It was supposed to sunset, and it was you had a massive employer that was experienced a very difficult time after 9/11. They needed some extra help. They got $5 billion from the federal government at that time, and then the state created this tax break, and I felt at the time, with a sunset involved, that it was a good idea. Today, things have changed. Not everything should be forever. This particular corporation that is affected by this bill, Delta, had $2.8 billion in above-the-line profits last year, and they still want this same tax break. I think that is way over the top, particularly with the CEO's comments. My problem with Delta in this is that they're telling my constituents to step up for a transportation tax. That was the catalyst for this for me. He wants me to tax my constituents when he's unwilling to even participate in the taxation side of the equation. He stands up and he says, we can't be chicken about that, inferring that we as legislators are chicken with respect to transportation and the intestinal fortitude to look at taxation. Well, my admonition to Delta and to Mr. Anderson, after you, Richard Anderson, after you, because that is absolutely hypocritical in the extreme. And all we're saying is if you no longer qualify for this tax credit. It doesn't say that these dollars won't go to other airlines who qualify who are under a certain level. That's what this bill does. It just takes away the tax credit of somebody that's making $2.8 billion that still thinks they can get $20 to $60 million. They need to step up for transportation too.
It's only Delta that would be affected by this bill based on how much tax they pay each year. Mm-hmm. It's an equity question here, I would imagine, for them, you're helping our competition, but you're not helping us.
We're not helping their competition. We're saying that at certain levels, if they are qualifying for this, we set levels on tax policy all the time. In what universe do you allow those that are so absolutely profitable to continue to feed at the trough? Those that may still need a little help, it may be worthwhile on the economic development side. Those like Delta who are, there's an old axiom in politics, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. Well, they're oinking.
As we speak, Delta's still deciding whether they will make someone available to talk to us. But they did send a statement, and part of their statement is, look, federal regulations, which were clarified last November, say that any revenue raised by a tax like this can't go to the general fund. It has to go within the system, to the airport or to the airport-related businesses, airport-related operations.
Completely false until 3 years from now. That went into effect as of last summer. The clock began ticking. 3 years from now, that's a true statement. Right now, they're obfuscating the issue by trying to claim that it does not go into the general fund. The General Assembly's attorneys have looked into this, and it's crystal clear that those funds go into the general fund until and unless we take some specific action between now and the 3-year limit. Actually, those monies will go to aviation assets all over the state. Hopefully, some of them will go to the Paulding County Consumer Airport, and this is where a lot of this comes down. Delta's out there taking away consumer choices all over the state by getting involved in local county governance and everything else. My constituents want a consumer option. They don't want to pay $1,000 to places when there's a monopoly out there.
Your district is in West Cobb County. It touches Paulding County.
Yes, it does.
So what would you say to somebody who says, okay, that's really what this is about, that this is somebody on the side of Paulding Airport expansion just trying to stick it to Delta?
I'm saying I'm on the side of the consumer flying public that would like to see Delta butt out of certain local issues that are providing consumer choices.
Does the revenue that the state would pick up really amount to that much for the amount of fight that this would engender?
To me and my constituents, $20 to $60 million is real money. I don't, maybe not in the world of Delta, who made $2.8 billion, but to my taxpayer, that's a lot of money, and it's worth me fighting for.
Representative Earl Earhart, thanks very much for being with us.
Anytime, Chris. Thank you.
As I mentioned, Delta is considering WABE's interview request, but the company did send us a statement which says, "This misguided proposal for a tax increase on air travelers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport violates federal law and puts the state at risk of losing critical aviation funding from the Federal Aviation Administration. Delta is working with the state legislature to educate them on the risks of this proposed tax increase." So in its statement, Delta is reiterating its position that if the tax break were lifted, the money that it would pay would go to a general fund somewhere and thus be in violation of federal regulations. Representative Earhart has found an unlikely ally in Atlanta Democratic Senator Vincent Fort, who wants a broader look at tax breaks the state gives as incentives to companies. I spoke with him this morning as well. First of all, you, a Democrat from Atlanta, Representative Earl Earhart from Powder Springs, mm-hmm. a conservative Republican, mm-hmm. on the same side of this one. Can you recall the last time you made common cause with Representative Earhart?
No, I don't, but, we approach issues one at a time. He's right on this issue of corporate welfare, and I'm glad that we are on the same page.
Have you spoken with him about his bill since you're on the Senate side and he's on the House side?
No, I haven't. I've read his bill. It's a good bill. I plan on reaching out to him and making sure that he understands that he has Democratic support.
As far as the tax break itself goes, is it that big a deal in terms of revenue so that lifting it would be worth whatever damage it might do in terms of Delta and its relationship with the state or the city?
The issue is, beyond whether Delta likes it or not, is whether it's good for the people of the state. There may have been a rationale for passing these tax breaks for Delta at one time. There could be an argument made, but now Delta's profits are way up. They're doing very well. Their fuel costs are down. They're getting a windfall. They haven't reduced their prices of their seats on a Delta plane. So taking all of that into consideration, I think it's time for Delta probably to revert to their prior position.
In the statement that I got from Delta, they referred to it as a tax increase on taxpayers or presumably customers. My guess is they're implying, although I haven't had a chance to speak to them, that they would pass this on. Mm-hmm. So long term, what good would repealing the break that they have do?
In that case, we'd give them any tax break they wanted or could conceive. The issue, once again, is should the taxpayers of Atlanta give them a tax break of this sort? I don't think so. You know, they've gotten other tax breaks, that have taken money out of the coffers of Clayton County, for example. You know, and I know the public's going to be very surprised, but we don't know how many tax breaks we give. There's so many, and it's, disclosure is shielded by tax law that we really don't know how much money we're losing. It's an unwieldy system. This Delta situation highlights how unwieldy it is, and we need to do it better. I think we can do it better.
You mentioned Clayton County's mm-hmm. revenue. Mm-hmm. One of Delta's arguments in their statement is that federal regulations, which were clarified just a few months ago, say that revenue raised by fuel sales taxes has to go to the airport or to the aviation system, that Clayton County couldn't use that money anyway. And if we were to lift the sales tax break without saying that the money would stay at the airport or in the system, we'd be in violation of federal regulations.
Well, you know, the lawyers can figure that out. But Delta was not making that argument several years ago when Clayton County lost millions of dollars of revenue. So I think they're being a little bit disingenuous here. They're trying to protect their profit. They're trying to protect what they've been able to get out of the state capitol. Too many of these tax credits have no accountability. We don't tie jobs creation to the money that we give in tax credits and those kinds of things. So I think this debate is healthy for the public and for us here at the Capitol.
Atlanta State Senator Vincent Fort, a Democrat, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, Delta Airlines is considering WABE's interview request.